DeepEnglish.com.
Sanad Segeti hated Jewish people until he learned that he himself was a Jew. Who hated Jewish people? Sanad Segeti hated Jewish people. What did he learn? He learned that he himself was a Jew. Segeti was a Hungarian politician who believed that Jews were a greedy and scheming people who stood in the way of Hungary being a proud Christian nation. Who was a Hungarian politician? Segeti was a Hungarian politician. Did Segeti believe that Jews stood in the way of Hungary being a proud Christian nation? Yes, Segeti believed that Jews stood in the way of Hungary being a proud Christian nation. He made his feelings clear on talk shows, stages, and in the country's parliament. Did he make his feelings clear? Yes, he made his feelings clear. He became the vice president of a radical nationalist party, which encouraged hatred of other cultures. Did he become the president of a radical nationalist party? No, he did not become the president of a radical nationalist party. He became the vice president of a radical nationalist party. Did they encourage hatred of other cultures? Yes, they encouraged hatred of other cultures. He even co-founded a militia, which was later disbanded for generating ethnic tension and threatening public order through its militaristic demonstrations. What did he co-found? He co-founded a militia. Was it disbanded? Yes, it was disbanded. He sold nationalist products in his store and pushed nationalist propaganda in his media company. What did he sell in his store? He sold nationalist products in his store. What did he push in his media company? He pushed nationalist propaganda in his media company. His entire professional reputation was built on his hatred and fear of other cultures. Was his entire professional reputation built on his love for other cultures? No, his entire professional reputation was not built on his love for other cultures. His entire professional reputation was built on his hatred and fear of other cultures. As his nationalist party grew, so did his fame. Did his nationalist party grow? Yes, his nationalist party grew. Did his fame grow too? Yes, his fame grew too. In 2012, something happened that Segeti could never have expected. When did something happen that Segeti could never have expected? In 2012, something happened that Segeti could never have expected. An acquaintance who held a grudge against Segeti somehow found his maternal grandmother's birth certificate. What did an acquaintance find? An acquaintance found his maternal grandmother's birth certificate. Did the acquaintance hold a grudge? Yes, the acquaintance held a grudge. He informed Segeti that his blonde-haired, blue-eyed grandmother was actually Jewish. Was his grandmother Christian? No, his grandmother was not Christian. His grandmother was Jewish. When he confronted his grandmother about being Jewish, she confirmed his fear. Who did he confront? He confronted his grandmother. What did he confront his grandmother about? He confronted his grandmother about being Jewish. Did she confirm his fear? Yes, she confirmed his fear. She was a survivor of Auschwitz. What was she a survivor of? She was a survivor of Auschwitz. She had covered the concentration camp number tattooed on her arm her whole life. What had she covered? She had covered the concentration camp number tattooed on her arm. How long had she covered it? She had covered it her whole life. She had hidden her heritage because she no longer wanted to be Jewish. What had she hidden? She had hidden her heritage. Did she want to be Jewish? No, she no longer wanted to be Jewish. His late grandfather, it turned out, had also been a survivor of the Holocaust. Who had also been a survivor of the Holocaust? His late grandfather had also been a survivor of the Holocaust. Segeti's identity was shattered. What was shattered? Segeti's identity was shattered. He no longer knew who he was, and he fell into a depression. Did he know who he was? No, he no longer knew who he was. What did he fall into? He fell into a depression. After hiding the knowledge for a few months, the story broke. How long did he hide the knowledge? He hid the knowledge for a few months. Did the knowledge break? No, the knowledge didn't break. The story broke. The cat was out of the bag. His political career was in ruins. What was out of the bag? The cat was out of the bag. What was in ruins? His political career was in ruins. These days, Sagetti says he has learned from his mistakes. What has he learned from? He has learned from his mistakes. He has visited Auschwitz. He has burned copies of his nationalist biography. He has even converted to an ultra-Orthodox form of Judaism. Where has he visited? He has visited Auschwitz. What has he burned? He has burned copies of his nationalist biography. Has he also converted to Judaism? Yes, he has also converted to Judaism. And to add to the absurdity of his life story, he claims he is now an activist against anti-Semitism in Europe. Not everyone is convinced, though. What kind of activist does he claim to be? He claims he is an activist against anti-Semitism in Europe. Is everyone convinced? No, not everyone is convinced. Sagetti has been welcomed by some, but has been turned away by others who are not so quick to forgive his past. Some even question whether he was truly ignorant of his Jewish heritage while he was spreading hate as a nationalist politician. Do some question whether he was truly ignorant of his heritage? Yes, some question whether he was truly ignorant of his heritage. A leopard can't change his spots is an English expression that means we are who we are. What does a leopard can't change his spots mean? A leopard can't change his spots is an English expression that means we are who we are. Even if a person pretends to change on the outside, their true nature remains the same. What remains the same? Their true nature remains the same. Others believe that even the most depraved can turn over a new leaf. What do others believe? Others believe that even the most depraved can turn over a new leaf.